Hi, I'm Al Mancini, the creator of the Neon Feast app, which offers honest recommendations for all levels of great Las Vegas dining, both on and off the strip. It's unvarnished insights from local chefs, restaurateurs, and food journalists. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the St. Patrick's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, also LA Marathon. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're getting back to our conversation about Women's History Month and what Regarding Her, based in LA and Washington, D.C., is doing to support this, particularly with food events. This is a nonprofit organization. And we're picking up the conversation with Bricia Lopez of Gay Lagetza, who is a second generation family restaurateur. Bricia, thanks for hanging in there. Briefly review your events that are still coming up. You have a flour mole enchilada event that is ongoing, a tortilla event that is ongoing, and then something very special with tacos on March the 23rd.
Yes, and then I go to D.C. because I know we do have a session chapter in D.C., but I am coming to D.C. and having a collaboration with Maidan, where we are cooking out of one of my cookbooks and having a really a beautiful just representation of fire, open fire cooking at Maidan in D.C. So very excited and just really, you know, collaborating with women and figuring out how we can just, you know, not just empower one another, but actually help one another. And yeah, it's really fun and very, very excited.
Now, again, if you can just recap in terms of the flour mole enchiladas, which is a collaboration you did with Homestate, where those are going to be available and when they're going to be available.
Yeah, so the flour mole enchiladas, those are available in Homestate, in their Hollywood and Sherman Oaks locations, Fridays through Sundays throughout the month of March. And for... you can actually buy Homestate flour tortillas at my restaurant throughout the month of March. And that's where you can get them.
Bricia, there are a lot of wonderful Latino-owned firms that are doing flour tortillas. Tell us, particularly in your mind, as someone that's a pretty accomplished home cook and has influenced many of the recipes, at Gay Lagetza, what is particularly special about Homestate's flour tortillas?
I'm a fan of their tortillas. They use high-quality ingredients. I think that's the key homemade. But they also use butter as their fat, and I think it just makes them another texture. And they're they're buttery, for lack of a better word.
That's a good word, Bricia. It worked for Julia Child for a lot of years.
Yeah, they're just delicious, and I think when you have something so simple, that you know it's only comprised of three ingredients. I think that the key in having just something that lasts or something that people really adore is just executing it correctly and doing it just beautifully done. And I think that for me, when I think of Homestead Tortilla, I just think it's just beautifully done.
I think a great description. Bricia, getting back to the restaurant business, you represent the second generation of the Lopez family involved in the restaurant business with your brother and sister. How do you divide up your duties? Because I know everybody kind of has their area. You're a little bit more visible, but I know your brother and sister are working equally hard. Can you just tell us a little bit about how that daily dynamic works?
Well, yeah, of course. I think that one of the things that people always ask us all the time, they're always so curious about, how is it working with your siblings? do you like your siblings? You know, that's like the number one kind of question I get asked all the time. We've worked together since we were children. My dad always had businesses. My dad was a mezcal maker. He had a mezcal brand back in Oaxaca before we moved to LA. And we've always worked together. My sister today, and her roles change, really. Then they've changed throughout the years, and as the business changes, and as our partnerships change, and as our goals change, and our business evolves, our roles change within the company as well. Today, my sister, she oversees all the operations at the restaurant. She does most of the hiring. She does a lot of just oversees the day-to-day at the restaurant and makes sure that everything is sort of, you know, that it runs smoothly and properly. My role at the restaurant today is all to do with partnerships, making sure that the food obviously is at its best, making sure that the menu really reflects who we are as a family, as people, as our culture and our heritage. And my majority of time in this season of my life and this season of the company, my brother and I are just really focusing on growing our other two brands, which are our Micheladas brand and our Mole Starter line that we have, and just focusing on making sure and hoping to bring a little bit of our culture to people's homes.
You mentioned the jarred, it's actually not jarred, I believe it's packaged. Tell us a little bit more about the Mole Starter.
Yeah, so you can get our mole starters in ilovemolestore.com and a different small grocery stores throughout Los Angeles. You can get them a cookbook, for example. We have a lot of small business partners throughout LA. We sell them in jars, and we do also sell them in reusable bags, and it's just a starter. So I always tell people, think of it almost as a curry paste. You know, obviously you can use a curry paste to make curry, right, the base. But you can use curry paste for many other ways in the kitchen. So our mole starter is a combination of those robust chiles, no chiles, spices that turn into a paste, and you can really use that at some tomato paste, some broth, and in 10 minutes you have a beautiful mole. But the paste can be used for many things, for marinades, for soup, for beans. It really is almost like a condiment that you can have in your kitchen. And again, you can get it on our website, ilovemolestore.com.
In terms of the daily menu, Bricia, at Gala Getza, at any given time, how many styles of mole do you typically have represented on the menu? Because I know that's one of your specialties and something that you're known for.
Yeah, so every day you can, Tuesday through Sunday, because now we close Mondays, you can find black, red, coloradito, estofado, yellow, and green.
Definitely sounds good to me. During the pandemic, I believe you created a patio that you actually have maintained. Tell us a little bit about that, because definitely that was a welcome addition.
Oh, yeah, we've never had an outside patio. And honestly, I don't know if you've been to the restaurant, but for those of you who've never been to the restaurant, my restaurant is primarily inside. It's a really big, it's a huge restaurant. We sit about 200 people inside. It's, you know, it's very family friendly. It's somewhere where you want to go with friends. It's somewhere where you want to go celebrate. We celebrate tons of birthdays regularly. And we really never saw a space for the patio because of parking and, you know, just sort of where a valet would stand. But after 2020, you know, everyone was forced to see their business in a different way and see places of their restaurant in ways that reinventing them. So we were able to actually extend to a patio, which is one of my favorite places to eat now and dine. And, you know, everyone comes. I can't even picture the restaurant without this beautiful patio. So, yeah, we have outdoor dining now, and sometimes that's just for special events. And it's a really special, it's just very special for us.
Well, Bricia, having been to the restaurant many, many times over the years, it definitely is a welcome addition. Bricia, as you said earlier in the show, the restaurant business is definitely not for the faint of heart, particularly in California these days. It's even more difficult because, you know, there are a lot of rules and regulations, and you know, we don't need to go into that right now. now. But, Gay Lagetza is in its second generation of family ownership right now. Any thoughts about the third generation at this point? Because I know you have a young daughter, and we want to let you get back to her in a couple moments. But what can you share with us about that? Because, third generation, that's tough in a family business.
I don't know, Andy. And I don't want to think about that right now. I'm just trying to live my life today.
Bricia, fair enough. The idea there was not to torture you, but to celebrate a wonderful family business endured.
I think my children and I think we're very privileged to be able to do something that we love. I can only hope that my children do what they love as well. And I think being able to do what you love every day is, I think, the biggest goal that anyone can have. And if they love the business and they love the restaurant and they choose to do that, then it will be incredible. But I want it to be their choice and not mine.
Fair enough, and I think very articulately said. As we leave you to get back to your family obligations, and we do appreciate the time this morning, one thing we've not said can you give us the exact address of Gay Lagetza and what the best websites are?
Yeah, my restaurant for my site is so easy. You can find us on ilovemole.com. Again, ilovemole.com, and you can find everything about our micheladas in ilovemicheladas.com as well. Follow us on Instagram at ilovemicheladas.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at Bricia Lopez. And our restaurant is in Olympic and Normandy in Koreatown, so 3014 West Olympic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bricia Lopez, representing the second generation of family ownership of Gay Lagetza, one of our top Oaxacan restaurants that's in Los Angeles. And if you've never been there, you're really missing something. Bricia, again, thanks for the time, and we will catch you again soon. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're up to Paso Robles, a wonderful family-owned winery from the Glunz family, now in their fifth generation of the wine and spirits business. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.